Well, 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 good morning. We're here, you're there. We should probably do a show. 5:45, good morning. This is the morning reboot, and we are quite tickled. We're tickled. We're happy that you're here with us to start your morning on Thursday, February 14th. It is Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Floyd.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Eric.
Thank you. We have a busy Valentine's Day show. Not very Valentine's Day centric, but a lot to do in less than a half an hour. The Urban Dictionary Spelling Bee. I will be providing words to Floyd in which he must spell, taken right from famed website UrbanDictionary.com. We do have a little bit of Valentine's Day stuff to get to after 7 o'clock. Also, Queen Latifah tickets a little after 7:30. 90s or now, rap lyric. Good job yesterday, Katie. More Queen Latifah tickets. Panel full of ladies after 8. Some friends from the home show will stop by around 8:30. Give us a heads up what they have going on at, you guessed it, the home show, which actually means more to me than it ever has before because I have a home. Then, a little late, but still in there, Throwback Thursday after 9 o'clock with love songs, and it's not quite what you think. You can get in touch with the show, 419-240-1055. You can call whenever you'd like. You can text as well. Mm-hmm. If you want to get the podcast link, if you miss any part of this show, if you only listen for a half an hour here or there, we couldn't possibly ask you to listen to all 4 hours that were on the air from 5:45 till 10. I know that's 4 hours and 15 minutes. Get the podcast if you'd like. Text Eric to our text line number. All right. We're sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm. Hashtag some pig out there in Sylvania in about 3 hours, just before 9 o'clock. Your very first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. Busy show. Happy Valentine's Day. 5:47. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi, and happy Valentine's Day to you too, Nikki. That was my text message going off.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
I have a Valentine's Day gift for you.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stop that.
You're right. I don't.
Okay, good. Woo!
Have you
ever... You get that pity... Pit of the pit of your stomach feeling, you're like, oh.
Did you feel like, oh no, he got, like in like fractions of seconds, did you go, oh no, he got me something, now I have to get him something?
Yeah, I did that, and I was like, well, all I did was get myself some gas this morning.
We're good. Have you ever seen your own obituary?
No.
Okay. I assure you, I am not dead.
Okay.
But for the last couple of days, and I knew that it was floating out there before, I have gone to the Zillow listing for the apartment I used to live in downtown.
Oh, I saw you post. Is that what that was?
It is. Oh. I was very unclear. I was vague intentionally about what it was. That's where I used to live.
Mm-hmm.
The building, and I ran into somebody yesterday who is in an unfortunate situation. She lives somewhere downtown, and her building is being sold, and now she has like 3 months to find a place, which is now not uncommon for places downtown. Mm-hmm. And this all began last summer. There was some discussion that my landlord, the building's owner, was going to sell. I wasn't surprised because I'm not an idiot. I watched downtown glow up right before my eyes.
And you were like in the prime area too. Like that's above Homeslice, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next to it.
Okay.
Above Pita Pit. And, Hava. So I wasn't surprised, and I began the house hunt. Then it was not going to be sold, and it was going to be changed over to condos. It was manageable at, well, it's listed for $205,000.
Whew.
So you take 20%, put that down, and you've still got a payment that's well over $1,000, and there would have been a marginal HOA, so it's a lot. But I would have stayed there.
Uh-huh.
One, because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I couldn't pass up the deal where I lived. And that's a big chunk of money. I would have been living in it simply to wait a year or two to sell it.
Uh-huh.
And maybe make 20 grand. But it's now listed. And have you ever seen your own obituary?
Yeah.
Some of the pictures are new while it's vacant.
Uh-huh.
Some of the pictures are with my stuff in there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's like looking into your past. Like,
Yeah.
It's not still there, right? Like, they're just old pictures?
Yeah. They came in there and took some pictures while I was still a resident. So you can see my old bedding. If you pinch in tight enough, you can see a shelf full of books and some other things.
I was like, they didn't boost it off your Facebook, did they?
No. Okay. They were in there and I was in there November-ish.
Oh, okay.
Taking pictures and I guess to show what it looks like.
Livable.
With some furniture in there.
Okay. Yeah. That's still eerie, though, to see it.
A little bit.
That's odd. But you're happy in your place now, right?
I'm quite content, and there's little things that I could do where I live now to clean the place up a little bit, but a lot of it is out of my scope of expertise.
Uh-huh.
I want to replace the light in the stairs. I would really like new more modern toilets, but that's never going to happen.
The home people are coming.
I know.
Pick their brains.
I've never been so excited. For an interview or a visit from in the past, I wouldn't have been so excited.
Okay.
But literally, the switch flips when you buy a home. I would have friends who have families or buy houses, and they would get joy out of going to Home Depot. Now there are times when I'm on airport, and I've got a couple of minutes to kill, or I'm looking for some kind of spark. I'm like, you just pop into Home Depot and walk a couple of aisles.
Or my favorite store, the at-home store.
Yeah. Well, but I could do that before because you can go in at home and TJ Maxx and all and grab little stuff for your home. But Home Depot, I understand now.
You have a better appreciation for it.
I had no appreciation before, but now it's something.
Mm. All right.
So there's by the way, the place was 1,400 square feet, $205,000. And my place was the most expensive one in the building.
Ooh, look at you. You're like the Paris Hilton of downtown Toledo.
No. I'm just very...
On the Toledo scale.
I would say that I'm not bashful to say that one of my superpowers is being financially savvy or just, responsible.
I'm learning.
You're getting there.
I'm getting there. I am getting there.
Do you have insurance?
I don't know. I always you ask me like every day for the past 4 weeks. I don't know.
I want to find out.
We need to find out.
So let's say you.
I don't have measles. I'm measles free though. By the way, you guys noticed I'm not coughing today.
Well, you got the junk in the nose today.
It's really all good though. I'd rather deal with this than anything else.
Let's say you go to there's a horrific accident. Hypothetically speaking, there's a horrific accident, and we have to take you to the emergency room or to the hospital. And they go, "Where's your insurance card?" Now, they wouldn't say that if there was a terrible accident. They would treat you. What would I tell them?
Pull the plug. Just do it.
But, sir, it's a hangnail. Pull the plug.
Pull the plug. Cut my hand off. Throw it in the garbage.
This mesmerizes me because I like to think of I'm a fountain of knowledge when it comes to like dealing with health insurance stuff. And
like I said, I did the website. I'm actually getting frustrated myself. Like I did the website thing, got a confirmation email, followed up with that, and then got nothing else.
What the healthcare.gov?
Yeah, that thing.
I don't think you have insurance.
Probably. I'm not the only one, so.
No, you're not.
I'm not going to feel bad about
it. But when the Obamacare stuff first came out or was kicked around, I guess almost like 10 years ago now, they called people in their 20s the Invincibles. Mm-hmm. They said, there's no way these people are going to buy insurance because we all have that feeling. Like, I remember laughing at my dad when I was like 22 or 23. And I'm like, Dad, they're taking money out of my paycheck. He's like, yeah, I know, it's for health insurance. I said, I don't need it. I don't go to the doctor. He's like, okay, let me explain to you how this works.
Right.
But you're not an invincible anymore.
No, I had it, and then they told me I lost it, and then that's when I went through the protocol to get it back. That's why I said I did my follow-up, and I got nothing back. And I even called, I think they're called Change. It's by my mom's street, on Hill? No. Whatever street that is. It's right behind the car dealership, whatever. So I followed up with that person, and they never called me back. So I kind of was just like, whatever. So I got tired of going through the holes. Hoops.
How do you feel about me feeling more passionately about this than you do?
I feel passionate. I'm just tired.
Trying to
find out.
I know you. I know.
I'm irritated. Like that's the thing. Like when people get irritated, they just stop. And like that's what I do. And don't let my monotone demeanor fool you. I do care, and I want to know if I have health insurance. However, I keep being placed on hold. I keep getting, we'll call you back, or we're playing phone tag. When they call back, I'm either at work or I'm busy. Then I call back, like, call back at regular office hours.
I've learned over the years when dealing with insurance companies and medical billing, a lot of times, I've found that they will try to beat you into attrition with that, and that doesn't work with me. I will sit here until you give me the explanation right. why this is $3,200.
You can even ask about the boss. We even sent over, I think I'm trying to do the math. 8 pay stubs. Is that 4 months? Two a pay? Yeah. 4 months worth of work. And they're like, send 8 pay stubs. And we physically faxed it to them and got nothing back.
Can I have your social security number?
Like, do you? Yeah, I mean, you can have my credit. It's not good.
Excuse me right now.
No.
I will now be Floyd Anderson.
Good luck. They'll be like, oh, him again?
But
no, like, I do care, and I need to know, especially, like, me getting older. But it's just...
frustrating. I get
pissed.
It.
There we go. I said it. Like, it's just... It's tiring and draining, and, like, my mom has tried to help me. It's just... And she's been put on hold, too. And I'm just like, people, I'm not trying to scam. I'm just trying to be like every other American. So, and like I told you, the last time I found out I had insurance was an accident because I was not in the right state of mind to be amongst the living because I was dying, legit dying. I was hospitalized for like a week. And they're like, do you have health insurance? I go,
oh my God.
I don't know. And then the one girl's like, well, let me find out. And she came back. She's like, you do. I was like, how long have I had it? She's like, 2 years. I go, well, no one's ever told me. Well, my mom was in the room with me. I never got a card or anything.
This is how we do it then. You have to be at work at 11:30.
Yeah.
We'll try to shoot that video today, but I think we have a couple of minutes in between. Let's go to a hospital. We'll tell them that you've got chest pain, and they won't turn you away. And then when they begin to examine you, they'll ask me or whatever. They'll try to dig up if you have the insurance, like that time. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you just give them your social security number, we'll be in the clear and we'll find out. And that's much quicker than sitting on hold.
Right. But that's all. So like, I got to sneeze. Keep talking.
And then if they say, sir, you've just wasted our time. Will you say, well, when I call,
I'll get up and be like,
wasted my time.
Right. Like, sir, you don't have health insurance. Oh, my chest pain has gone away. Let's go. Skip out.
Yeah, how much is that going to be? $4,200. Oh, you know what? My chest pain feels a lot better now.
I'm good. I'm good.
I have a friend who stopped me and questioned my tomato buying yesterday at our favorite place, Kroger Marketplace.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're going to need work boots or a nightgown.
Shout out to Emily, who's there. She's very nice in the pharmacy. She was my friend for like a week.
I was stopped by a friend of mine. And he apparently has, he might have to have surgery. Mm-hmm. So he knows who he is. He is a great local business owner. And maybe he'll visit the show one time. He's been on the podcast before. And I wish him well in his medical endeavors.
Mm-hmm. And he questioned you buying tomatoes?
That's kind of his forte.
Okay.
That's like his profession. Mm. Let me give you a word here. Lagunaminophobia.
Whoa.
Lagunaminophobia. That is one of the words you'll have to spell. Please don't look it up or Google it.
No, I'm laughing already.
That's coming up in Urban Dictionary Spelling. Are you okay? I know you said you feel great, but you look a little tired.
No,
I'm
good. I slept. I'm good.
You slept too much.
No. I went to bed at like 10.
Also.
I'm good. I promise I'm good.
This is a little tease for about 50 minutes from now. The Masked Singer reveal was pathetic last night.
Was it? I was going to watch it, but then I was like, I'm in bed.
This might be the biggest letdown of a reveal
yet. Was it a guy or a girl?
I can't tell you that. I'll tell you who it was. Okay. The character.
Okay.
It was the alien.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
You want to tell me?
Like now?
Yeah.
Was it LaToya Jackson?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
In 50 minutes, I'll let you know. But it was a letdown.
Was it?
5:59.
I'm getting good at guessing these, though, by the way.
What's that?
I'm getting good at guessing these celebrities, by the way.
And you know what? If that one is Gladys Knight, I hope she's the last one because she is by far a bigger star than anybody that's been on that show.
Right, for sure.
6 o'clock with the morning reboot. Good morning. It's Q105. We'll be here till 10. If you miss any part of the show, please text Eric to our text number 419-240-1055 to get the podcast.
Q105.
613 on Q105. We are the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and...
me.
Lightly insured Floyd.
What? Oh, I see what you did there.
You're my boy.
Or light dusting.
Or Doyle.
Doyle. I like it. Makes me feel like a majestic character.
Doyle. Like something from Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter.
Doyle from the Farland. That was a good voice. Good me. Go me.
I like it. I like it a lot. 6:13, good to have you here with us. After 8 o'clock this morning, a panel full of ladies. Let's talk hair today. You had some hair grease in yours.
I did. That's what black people do. Black History Month. Clap back. No, you're learning more about the African American people.
I know. I like in stores where they have, what do they call it? Like ethnic hair section?
The ethnic hair section when we all know that's black hair care products. Okay.
A friend of mine asked me, my old neighbor, speaking of the old neighbor of downtown, my neighbor asked me if I wanted to go to something at the art museum, which I believe it's sold out and you have to get on a waiting list. So go talk to Justin, who is no longer with Lucas.
Stop that.
I think it's called In the Cut.
I think I saw an article about it. I don't know much about it, but yeah.
It celebrates the artistry of black barbershops. And there will be an event around that. I don't know much more about that. I think I mentioned to you the other day, I asked a guy I know on Twitter, Imani Latif,
mm-hmm.
who works at the city paper, and there's a hashtag #BuyBlack419, I believe, going on in this week's city paper. It's like, are there any like cool, super hip barbershops around here where all the people go, regardless of their color, when they want that hair? Because I don't get haircuts. Like the shape up to look nice?
I mean, I think each neighborhood has like their own specific barbershop that they would just say that's that.
Right.
Because like even the one I went to on Airport Highway, I haven't been in forever because my girl Karina has moved to Cleveland. But yeah, they had every background there. Like I remember there were white, black, Mexicans. They all came in to get their haircut and they're all pretty talented. Like, so I think whichever quote unquote hood you go to, you know what I mean? Which neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So I think they're all around Toledo. I think you find them everywhere. And there's not one specific one where everyone goes to. It depends on what area of Toledo you're in.
One of them, or maybe somebody should do like a video, like a Facebook Live series of the local ones or the mm-hmm. one, I don't know. I've watched friends do these online for ones around, like one's in Detroit and one's in PA.
Wasn't there like a brief, remember when the barbershop show was... It was a show on CBS. Oh my God, get a minute. Oh, Showtime. And I remember they had like, when GoPros first came out, they would, there was a legit show. I can't remember what forum it was on. And it was like a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Like celebrities came in and while they were getting the haircut, they would talk about stuff and they would leave.
Or you do it here, like let the mayor go into his local hood, get his hair cut.
Get that taper fade.
Exactly. And he can talk about like some local happenings in Toledo. I'll come up with a fun name. Like Wednesdays with Wade, but...
I'll come up with Wade or something. We'll figure out something.
All right. So
there's something there.
Speaking of the hoods, you want to do Urban Dictionary Spelling Bee?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
You can play along with with us if you want, 419-240-1055. By the way, we have been asked to cut back on some of the lascivious sexual content. So that will make this a little less fun, but I still have some fun words for you to attempt to spell.
Okay, and we've been doing really good with that, too.
I hate it. People have sex. And, if your kids ask you what it is, it's your job to lie to them.
Mm.
Mommy, what is a D? Ends in ildo.
Oh, my Lord, Eric.
It's what mommy plays with.
Not in Black History Month.
Not in Black History. You got to do it louder. All right,
not
first
in Black History Month.
Shreksy. The greatest compliment you can give to another human being surpasses hot and beautiful. While the former words are used to compliment one's face and personality, Shreksy means that you love each and every one of that person's layers. Shreksy.
Like Shreksy. S-H-E-K-S-Y. Shrexy. Shrexy.
You missed by a letter.
Did I not put the K in there?
Nope, nope, nope. You swapped R and E. Shrexy.
All right. Oh, Shrek. Yeah. Oh, poop.
This used to happen to me. One of the many reasons, not the key reason, one of the many reasons why I greatly disliked the summer camp pool. Rooster clawed. It's two words.
What?
Rooster clawed. Remember, no sex words.
Okay.
When someone scratches someone else with their toenail.
Oh.
Rooster clawed.
It's just R-O-O. R-O-O-S-T-E-R. C-L-A-W-E-D.
Yep. Rooster correct. Clawed.
Oh, that's the worst. We get scraped with someone else. Like cat scratch fever, but human scratch fever.
It's so. It makes you think the summer camp pool is nasty as anything. Next up, Squilliam, the opposite
Squilliam.
Of Squidward, who is God, the Antichrist, Squidward's high school nemesis.
Yeah,
Squilliam.
We hate Squilliam.
Spell it.
Squilliam. There
you
we know, go.
You're kind of cheating by writing them down.
But I have to sound it out.
The little foreign kids don't do this. They write it on their hands when they're spelling.
Or they do that thing on their stomach. My stomach is a piece of paper. Fine, okay. I'll back up.
Squilliam.
S-Q-U-I-L-L-I-A-M.
Correct.
Squilliam.
Oh, next up.
Willie.
Vagenda.
What?
Well, that was good. That was really
what?
Good. That was good. Vagenda. The act of fooling a man into thinking you're his girlfriend while his real girlfriend is trapped in another universe by using your vagina so you can steal valuable information and ancient pieces of technology. Using a sentence, sure, he fell right into her vagenda. Vagenda.
This sounds like a horrible Indiana Jones plot. Vagenda. V-A-G-E-N-D-A. Vagenda.
Correct. You are on it
yes.
today.
Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce this, but I'll go with Tanforan.
Okay.
Tanforan. A very fine but rare personality trait found only in the most sophisticated and charming of men. George had so much Tanforan, he could have had any woman he wanted, but his heart belonged to Carissa. Tanforan.
Tanforan?
Tanforan.
T-A-N-F-O-R-Foran. Foran. I-E-G-N.
So close. T-A-N-F-O-R-A-N.
Oh, okay.
Last one. Bougie bottle.
Yeah.
We talked about this yesterday.
I brought mine today.
The bougiest water bottle to ever exist. Made of crystal glass with a blue plasticooter cover. Damn, man. That water bottle's looking bad and bougie. Your bougie bottle gives you so much snazz, Lily. Bougie bottle.
I don't even know how to spell bougie. I'm going to lose so much street cred.
I think there's a lot of ways to spell
it. Okay, because I feel like I always spell it wrong, so I'm just going to go really fast.
Okay.
B-O-U-G-I-E-B-O-T-T-L-E.
Close.
Oh.
You threw one letter. B-O-U-G-E-B-O-T-T-L-E. Bougie bottle.
Poop nugget.
Feel
so
free
close.
To keep us on your vagenda. Throughout the morning today, 6:21, some bad news out of Perrysburg and some finality, a conclusion to the Heather Bogle murder case from about 4 years or so ago. Coming up in just the news you need to know.
Q105 traffic. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
All right, 6:33, a story that you might remember from several years ago. Daniel Myers pleaded guilty yesterday to the charges of in the 2015 murder of Heather Bogle and was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. No death penalty either. At court proceedings yesterday, his previous not guilty pleas were withdrawn. He pled guilty to murder, guilty to aggravated murder, firearms charges, kidnapping charges, and specifications that alleged he committed the offense with sexual motivations. Bogle was found murdered inside of the trunk of a car in Clyde in April of 2015. She was first reported missing after she failed to pick up her daughter from school a day later. Officers found Bogle shot to death in the trunk of a car in an apartment complex in Clyde. After the initial investigation failed to find a suspect, Myers was arrested 2 years later after the case was picked back up at the Sandusky County Sheriff's Department. And again, he is sentenced to life in jail.
Whew, I remember that story. It's heart-wrenching.
I read a story a couple of days ago. It offers the wild idea to put a maximum term on imprisonment. So, like, even if you kill somebody, 20 years.
Mm-mm.
It was fascinating. I'd be happy to share it if you'd
yes,
like.
Yes, I would like to read that.
All right. Now, this I have a huge problem with. I am always one of the first to say whenever I see, you know, Toledo tweets, who is also a great advocate for the area, or other people going, this is what Toledo is like.
Right.
Another situation of racist language and words. Perrysburg School District say a boy's bathroom was vandalized with racist graffiti at the district's high school, the second incident to occur in the city within a week. The graffiti involved sexually explicit statements associated with three female teachers at the school, as well as the words whites only and I hate the N-word, according to Perrysburg School Superintendent Tom Hosler and from The Blade. On Wednesday, he said he was made aware of the February 7th incident by the school's assistant principal, Dave Boyce. He said the incident was reported during school hours, but the exact time remains unclear. Perrysburg police aren't involved, and Hosler said the incident is being treated as a vandalism case. He said it's common procedure to hold an internal investigation without involving the law. The case will progress like any other case of vandalism. We'll interview students and look at the names of teachers involved for any correlation to prospect students. The superintendent's statement was sent to district families and employees the same day Perrysburg leaders held a rally against racism outside a for sale home that on Saturday was vandalized with racist graffiti after a showing to an African-American couple.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a few people, but it's too many.
That's all it takes. Yep. And just, Perrysburg, we're all looking at you right now. We are. Like, I should have proofread that story. I'm so mad right now.
Why? What did you...
That's just... It's ignorance. Like, these are...
Yep.
These are kids, so, like, they're being taught it somewhere. You know what I mean? Like... Oh, it's so irritating because it's 2019. Can't everyone just coexist? And I know that's a tall order, but it's like, it's 2019. Like, I don't know if you're like, your friend set you up to it and you just ha 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 ha, or if you're listening right now, you're like, oh, we're on the radio. People are talking about us. You're an idiot, just so you know. You're getting looked at not in the most positive way. Foolishness. There we go. Almost said a cuss word. Too early, Eric. Not in Black History Month.
Nope, absolutely not.
Ugh.
You want to be racist? March.
Right, March 1st. Be as ignorant as you want.
Our friend Laura was here yesterday with a dog, with Merrick.
Yes.
So Lucas County Canine Care and Control is probably, likely, hopefully, finally going to get a new shelter. Lucas County Commissioners passed a resolution yesterday to post advertisements for an owner's representative with the intent of developing a new county dog shelter. It's the first step commissioners have taken in years toward replacing the rundown facility. The move comes after nearly a decade after the American Humane Association evaluated the current shelter at 410 South Erie near downtown and declared it unsuitable and substandard. The existing facility was never designed for its current use and is plagued with problems, including a lack of adequate space to house large dogs, very little isolation space for sick canines, inadequate drains, a continual rodent infestation, aging, heating, cooling, and ventilation systems that need frequent repair. Long story short, it's an old building. It needs to be replaced for the betterment of the employees
right.
and the well-being of the animals.
And they do so much good.
We're finally on the road there. I encourage everyone to follow city council person Nick Comives on his Instagram on Tuesdays or midweek when they do council meetings, because he's taking video and putting it on his Instagram story, and the filters he includes to these very serious meetings, like he filters local C-SPAN, and it's funny. It's funny in the sense that I can't believe there's a city council person doing this.
Because he's youthful and young.
Right.
He's hip.
Because Wade would never do that.
That's what the kids are doing now.
Cecilia would never do that. Tyrone would never do that. But you got Loose Cannon and Comives over here. Can you do the laugh?
Huh?
Do the laugh.
That was good.
If you were a frequent listener to the old show, you know that whenever there was a local story involving these, I brought it up. Because my Band-Aid fear is irrational. This is rational because I endured this before. Another Lucas County Common Police courtroom and the probation department were recently suspected for bed bugs.
Oh, that's right.
after a mystery insect was found in the courtroom last week, prompted a call for an exterminator. Yeah, Tuesday, a single bed bug was located on a child's face in Judge Dean Mandro's courtroom, according to the court administrator. The courtroom gallery was cleared, and Mandro's called each case individually while other defendants waited in the hallway. Pest control was called to treat the courtroom. On February 6th, an incident in Judge Stacey Cook's courtroom, the type of bug that spurred the evacuation of the gallery, remains unknown. The courtroom was treated as a precautionary measure. Such work is paid for it through the county and costs. I thought it cost like hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, to get rid of bed bugs. They get it treated for $250 to $350. Outside of the courthouse, the probation department on Jefferson Avenue had a bed bug scare on February 7th. A bed bug was found in the client waiting area of the office. I had bed bugs before.
Did you? I'm terrified of getting them.
It was like, awful.
Where do they come from? They just...
You go anywhere and they can latch on. It's not necessarily about being dirty, right, per se. Even though where I was living at the time was not the classiest place.
Right.
And I had bed bugs. And for 8 months, I thought it was some kind of rash. I even thought, am I getting like a sexual rash on my arm?
Right.
My bicep? And I had this revelation.
Can you see them?
Oh, no. Well, yes. But
see, I'm one of those people. Now I'm going to go get like Lysol and steam my bed.
Yeah, they have to use certain kind of toxins to kill them.
Ooh.
It's a messy situation, and it can be expensive. And sometimes there's a fight between the landlord and the tenant.
Oh, okay,
it's bedroom terrorism.
Ooh.
And every time, even years after, even now, if I still have a lot of dog hair on the bed from the dogs, if I feel an abundance of it and I feel like it's tickling me, I have flashbacks to when I had the bed. It was awful.
Is that why you said I had bed bugs and I had my rash break out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Last thing.
I don't know, by the way.
A Monroe County woman. It's her lucky day. She won $2 million playing the Michigan Lotto. The cash instant game, according to the Michigan Lottery Collective. The winner has chosen to remain anonymous. She bought her winning ticket at Waterstrat's Five Points Party Store, located on South Custer in Dundee. Lightning struck twice for her, as she told the Michigan Lottery Collect. She bought the $2 million ticket with winnings from a previous $20 winning ticket. I've seen some interesting people sit there, and that's their gambling. Like, instead of going to the casino, they just keep buying tickets.
Yeah.
But good for that.
Would you remain anonymous? I think I would.
No, I'd come on the air and brag about it. And curse a lot. And be like...
And be like, ha-ha!
And be like, dear FCC, here's your fine money. Depending on how much I won. Yeah. 6:42 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. Mandy Moore is in the news. And it's not This Is Us, but it does involve her love life. We'll do that before 7 on Q105.
Q105 Travel.
6:55 on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd, the Morning Reboot, Q105. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag Some Pig. We're also live on my personal Facebook page.
Oh, personal.
This is not on the Q105 page. This is, you'll have to just search Eric Chase, which Amber did. Amber did last night and sent me a message because Amber is the vet who was desperately trying to keep my dog Isley alive 4 years ago.
Oh, the one you gave her the best 30 days of her life.
Yep. And I gave the vet about $1,000. But it was worth it.
But still the best 30 days of her life.
A little bit before 9 o'clock this morning, your first chance to get the national keyword to try and win our $1,000 payoff. Let's do the Mandy Moore story first. And you've been spoiler alerted that the Masked Singer reveal is coming up. You might have seen Mandy Moore trending in a lot of places yesterday. There was an article in the New York Times. Before she and Taylor Goldsmith, her husband, found one another, her road to love was riddled with pain and loneliness. At age 25, she wed Ryan Adams. Do you know that name?
I Googled it, and I don't know of him. He doesn't look familiar to me.
He's like an indie rock dude. He's never had like a pop hit. I believe his format would be called like AAA album adult alternative.
So he would win like adult contemporary album at the Grammys.
Maybe.
Like, okay.
They wed in 2009. 6 years later, the pair split and officially divorced in 2016. So she moved on since her divorce was finalized, but then further details came out in the New York Times yesterday. She was among seven women who accused Adams of being manipulative, controlling, and obsessive. In a series of tweets posted shortly after the Times story was released, Adams addressed the allegations. As someone who's always tried to spread joy through my music and my life, hearing that some people believe I caused them pain saddens me greatly, jumping ahead. But the picture that this article paints is upsettingly inaccurate. Some of its details are misrepresented, some are exaggerated, some are outright false. I would never have inappropriate interactions with someone I thought was underage, period. There was an allegation that he was with a 14-year-old girl who he often suggested to her, allegedly, that they keep their conversations private. I am not a perfect man. I've made many mistakes. To anyone I've ever hurt, however unintentionally, I apologize deeply and unreservedly. Moore told the New York Times her ex-husband took charge of her music career in 2010, 3 years after they first met when she was 23. She claimed he discouraged her from working with other producers and managers, but after writing songs together, Adams would replace her with other female artists. She also said he was psychologically abusive and belittled her musical abilities. His controlling behavior essentially did block my ability to make new connections in the industry during a very pivotal and potentially lucrative time, my entire mid to late 20s, she told the Times. Adams denied Moore's claims via his lawyer, Andrew B. Brettler, saying her characterization of the relationship is completely inconsistent with his view.
Mandy Moore, I wanted to talk about you for a second. No one really cares about you after Candy from like 2000.
However, maybe he is what made her irrelevance linger. I don't know.
I don't know much about Mandy Moore. I just know I have like four of her songs on my phone.
I'd be curious.
Candy's in my pocket. That is my jam.
Candy's a great, I Want to Be With You from the...
Walk to Remember soundtrack.
And Shane West, I had no idea, was still a pretty decent actor, getting a lot of roles.
He should be Bruce Wayne. He could be on there too.
He's on that show. He's on Gotham.
Is he? I've stopped watching after like season two.
He was in Supernatural?
No, he was on the last few seasons of ER.
You sure?
I...
Well, ER is a long time, but Shane West has had a show like in the 2010s.
He was, I'm going to figure it out.
All right, look that up, and I'll give you this quick story. Cardi B is back from her Instagram retirement, and I'm sure her label reps and PR people were taken aback the other day when she decided to retire because she has a new song to promote. We had mentioned this, that
he
she's
was
doing...
He was on ER. Sorry to cut you off.
What's that?
He was in the final few seasons of ER.
But a long time ago. I mean, he was on something within the last couple of years with a big role. I think it was Supernatural. Cardi's back because she has to promote a new song with Bruno Mars that comes out tomorrow. So I'm sure her label reps were like, wait, you retired from, you quit what? No, that's not going to work. You have to promote this. So she's back on. We'll have that new song tomorrow. All right, Masked Singer time. Here was the performance of The Alien.
I love this song.
I hit me a boy, turned him into a man. Taught him everything that he didn't understand. Oh, fire exists, and oh, they haunt me. Like yo-oh-ohs, they want me to make a go-go-go. They won't let go, X's and O's.
Decent performance, The Alien.
Okay.
You want the reveal?
So remember I told you I have my list of clues, and I think I know who this is. No, I've not looked it up. So I'm going to go with, I'm still going to say LaToya Jackson because a few weeks ago she revealed there was a badge and I know she's a certified sheriff deputy and she's obsessed with snakes.
Okay.
And she comes from a family dynasty, she said.
Take it off! Take it off! Oh my goodness! Superstar singer, entertainer LaToya Jackson!
See, now it's so easy. Okay, time out, stop. Nick Cannon, what you won't do is call her superstar singer LaToya Jackson. You can call her TV personality LaToya Jackson. You can call her sister of Michael and Janet LaToya Jackson. Tito's little sister LaToya Jackson. But you will not call her superstar singer. Ever. You will not taint the name of the Jackson.
Let me give that again.
Take it off! Take it off! Oh my goodness! Superstar singer, entertainer, LaToya!
Yeah, he definitely said that.
Yeah, he did.
I can't tell you the last time I remember LaToya Jackson's story. Is she in anything currently?
She was the front runner for the co-host of The Talk, but then she disappeared, probably to tape this mess. I'm mad.
You disappointed?
So, no, here's the thing, though. So, like, at first, you know, I was all about the Masked Singer. I was hyped up. But, like, as they started eliminating people, the clues started getting very easy. So, like, one of her clues was, I have a weird obsession with snakes. And I'm just like, celebrities with weird obsession with snakes. Family Dynasty. Which celebrity is a certified sheriff? And, like, her and Shaquille O'Neal popped up. And I was like, it's LaToya Jackson.
Did you?
You could do process of elimination now because there's only like, what, 4 or 5 left?
I don't know. I haven't
watched. Still invested because I want to know who the other people are. Like the bee is Gladys Knight, I'm telling you.
Did you ever see the first Transformers movie?
I own it on DVD.
Okay. You know the scene where Sam's all excited because he's going to get a car?
Yes.
And his dad drives him into the Jaguar parking lot?
Yeah.
He starts freaking out? That's what the Masked Singer has done to you, and they drive you onto the old rotty used car lot.
Yeah. Like it would.
LaToya
Jackson. Like.
You know what, Mike?
Maybe it's because they hyped it up to the Korean version where they had like our A-list celebrities, but they're not necessarily A-list celebrities over there. Because like the winner of their Masked Singer was Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
So like for us here, we're like, ooh, we're gonna get people like Ryan Reynolds. No, we're not. But like I was one of those people. They're like, and they hype it up too. They're like, Emmy Award winners, Grammy Award winners, Hall of Famers. I'm just like, in my head, I'm just like, ooh, we're getting all these modern day people. I don't think anyone on this show has been under the age of 45. No offense. Because I'm 35. I'm like almost there.
Hey, you're right.
Like, no one except the football player guy. He's probably the youngest
Antonio
one.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, he's probably the youngest one. But
he might have been the biggest star, too.
Yeah, so like legit. So I'm just like, maybe. I'm still invested because I want to know who everyone else is. I don't know who, like, the Lion and other people are, but I'm pretty sure the B is Gladys Knight. And we had a heated debate about it.
704, that's entertainment. It's brought to you. The show is brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag SunPig. In a couple of minutes, we've got to talk about Valentine's Day gifts or gifts in general when one gift is worth a lot more than another. And I also want to ask you about your Valentine's Day. We're on my Facebook page's Facebook Live. Let's talk about the passage. That would be entertainment. Let's talk about the passage. We'll do that on Facebook.
Q105 Studios.
717 on Q105, the morning reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd, shortly after 7:30. So that's like within 15 minutes. A chance to win tickets to go see Queen Latifah Saturday night with Floyd at the Perry Style at TMA. They also have the In the Cut party, which is happening soon.
Oh.
It's sold out.
What's that?
That's the barber shop.
Oh, we just talked about that. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it was the name.
Go track down Justin, who is on the rocks with Lucas.
You better stop that. They're going to come get
you. But Queen Latifah tickets in about 15 minutes. 90s or now rap lyric.
And it's not as easy as you think.
I read them.
Yeah, it was. You threw Katie yesterday, right?
Yeah.
You threw us for a loop on some of them.
My rap skills are unparalleled. It's Valentine's Day, and you can text the show. By the way, do we have static, or is the satellite working okay?
We're good. So maybe it was just their area where they were. So I checked the levels. We good.
If you want to be a part of the show, we welcome that. 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. Save that number. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Can we get through this quickly? Because I want to ask you something. I want you to talk about something.
Okay.
You had a question about a disparity in the cost of gifts.
Yeah.
Whereas you get this and you gave that and you think what? Well, explain that a little bit more.
So I was watching a TV show and they were on, they had a Valentine's Day anniversary and they agreed on like a price range for gifts and it was a funny TV show. Well, when it came down to it, he got her like a diamond ring and she legit got him a card and a box of chocolates. And she found out previously beforehand. So the whole episode, she's avoiding him, trying to like one up his gift. And everywhere she would go, he'd be there in some way. Like, are you avoiding me? And like in the one scene, she avoided him by like having diarrhea and escaping out the bathroom to go find a better gift. So my question was, for couples, if he or she, it doesn't matter, gets you a more expensive gift and you give them like, say, a pin embroidered with their business on there. Is there like an issue there? Because I personally would be like, oh, that's cute. It's the thought. It's the thought that counts. But I feel like real life Floyd would kick in and be like, this pin is $50. I just spent $1,000 on you. Right. How dare you?
And maybe you'll get to this point in your relationship.
Stop.
No,
it's a likely possibility with any relationship, though. So
it is.
But I just when I brought it up to you, like I think I was just very choppy with it. But like I thought about it when I bring it up to you, I was just like, oh, this is it. But like I went home and thought about it. Like I think I would be like in the moment, it's the thought that counts. But in real life, I'd probably be like, are you kidding me? This. You got me a teddy bear? I got you a deed to a house? You know what I mean? Like, that's just the extremely extreme. But I'm just saying, like,
this is why communication is always paramount.
Right. But, like, think back to when we were talking about Christmas and my friends weren't getting gifts for each other and he ended up getting her a gift and she was just like, oh, I thought we agreed on this. So sometimes communication doesn't work.
But then you have to know the person to know when they say, I don't need a gift this year, if they actually mean I'll take a gift. Hi, Q105.
Hi.
Good morning. What can we do for you?
About the whole gift exchange issue. We decided for Christmas that we have kids, so we weren't going to do gifts for each other at all. But the year before, we still like snuck a little gift to each other. So I got him a gift, and then he looked at me and just said, I didn't get you anything. I thought we weren't doing gifts this year. I'm not going to lie, I was a little disappointed.
See, and they had that communication dialogue. That's what I'm saying. Thank you for calling. It can go either way. Like in the episode, like I said, this was like totally fantasized and out there, like because it was a sitcom. But like, I'm sure there's people who avoid their partner once they find out that I got them a bougie bottle and they got me like a huge bottle of vodka, which was like $150. And I'm just like, oh, man.
Two things. Communication always won't solve everything.
But it helps.
There'll be instances like that. Two, if you got to get away from somebody, diarrhea is always a go-to.
I don't even think the show got renewed. It was single parents or whatever. But that when she said that when she was in the restaurant and she knew he was about to present the ring to her, she made like a funny noise in like her throat. He goes, what was that? She goes, it's my stomach. I'll be right back. And she totally snuck out the window to run around the mall to find something.
You say the D word, people will avoid you. Yeah. Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. Hello, Jim. What are you and Andy doing for Valentine's Day?
Well, this time we said we weren't going to do anything.
Right.
I mean, we just had our 15th anniversary, October, so took him to Mancy's Italian.
Okay.
Spent $100 there, so I think that's good enough for a year.
The whole year?
No, just kidding.
Those are relationship goals right there.
But you guys agreed on that, at least.
In years past, though, there's maybe the gift has changed. Maybe one set of a partner is more needy than the other.
Right.
Oh.
I always told Andy, you know what? It's like a Hallmark thing. You know, you do Christmas, you do your birthdays, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But like them type of days, you already know. You know, if you're with your partner long enough, you already know you both love you. You don't need a candy in the car to say that,
right?
So with me, I'm more frugal. I don't like spending. I don't want him to spend all the money on me, but I will buy him something nice.
Okay. I mean, at least that's, thanks, Jimmy. At least that's like within your character.
Right.
Like one is always a little over the top. The other one is a little bit more reserved. I want to change the subject on this slightly.
Uh-oh.
Because you mentioned this yesterday, and it is totally applicable to today and gift giving. You said that this is your first year on Earth in 35 of them where you have a Valentine that isn't someone in your first grade classroom.
You're right. Yeah.
How does this feel?
It's different.
What's different about it?
Because like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm.
You're nervous because you're petting the pen.
Do you see the stress?
Put the pen down.
No, I'm not nervous. No, it's I don't know if I'm doing it right or it just wing it. I'm not a, like I said, I don't really open up. But this is like the first person I've actually opened up with, like emotionally and like just being myself. And like it's. I'm really comfortable, which makes me nervous. Does that sound Like, I'm really comfortable. Like,
you're asking the wrong person.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, you asked me how I feel, or I feel comfortable, okay, which also gives me a sense of, like, oh, my God, am I too comfortable
right
for comfort? But I feel okay. I feel, it's just Valentine's Day. It's always just been Valentine's Day. But this time it's just like, oh, it's Valentine's Day with.
But for 34 years, you've had no one.
No one. No, I never had a Valentine. And you know what? And I post that on Facebook, and I'm not alone. Like, there's a lot of 30-somethings who's like, yeah, I've never had a Valentine's. No, I've had people, but like, we've just never made it to like the Valentine's era, I should just say that. Or
those people, do you know why they've never had Valentine's?
No, they were just like, don't feel bad, you're not alone. Like, they didn't really go into detail. I was like, oh, I don't feel bad. I'm just expressing, like, I'm actually happy. And it's not even we're doing Valentine's Day stuff. I guess it's just the thought of like, oh, there's someone
mm-hmm
still talking to me and interested to me around Valentine's Day. It's kind of cool. Doesn't mean we're doing anything, but I'm just like, oh, that's cool.
But you are celebrating the spirit of Valentine's Day coming this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to hang out and do fun stuff this weekend and keep it going. Like, we know each other very well. We know our quirks of each other, and we're being those people who are taking it slow because we're both 35. We've both been through some things.
Do you hold hands when you're out?
No, I don't do PDA.
That's not really PDA.
Well, we held hands when we went to go see a play a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Like, in the dark, but like, it wasn't secretive, but like, it's the play. I mean, there's other gay people around, but like, I don't do PDA. Like, I don't even like when I see straight people kissing in public.
Straight people like plays too. Stop stereotyping.
No. You said PDA. I'm trying to give PDA examples. Like, okay, here's the ultimate PDA that I can't stand. When people sit on the same side of the booth. That irks me.
It is a little uncomfortable, but it is deeply intimate. I'm going to go back to those people on Facebook who were responding
yes
to you, and they're like, hey, it's okay. You know why? They're ugly.
Not while I'm drinking my tea.
720. We read that tweet, right? You know why you don't have Valentine's Day, person? Because you're ugly.
Stop.
You know why you don't have somebody in 2019? You're ugly.
So I got attractive at 35 years old?
Yep.
All right. 27. I'll take
Queen
it.
Latifah tickets for straight people, gay people, black people, white people, Indian people, yellow people, black people, red people.
Little people?
Little people, big people. Who? Any kind of people can win the Queen Latifah tickets in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 traffic.
7:39. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Let's see. I hope my friend Mike feels better. I hope Lorne has a nice birthday.
Yes,
I hope
Lorne, Badorn, but we've still been corn. You've just been what? Nicki Minaj'd. Happy birthday. That was my gift to her.
I like that. Can you Cardi B her?
Lorne, ow.
I like it. There's a new Cardi song. This is a little entertainment news we did last hour. Cardi had to come back. There's a Demetrius on the phone?
There
our
is.
Our Demetrius?
No.
He's the white Demetrius. The fully white.
You never know.
Okay. Yeah, it could be black, could be white, could be anything. Cardi retired from Instagram, but probably was forced to go back on and tell everybody there's a new Bruno Mars song she's got coming out with him tomorrow. All right, 7:39, Queen Latifah tickets. You're excited for the Perry Style?
I am excited.
It's a date with Stefan?
Yeah, I could say it confidently. Okay. Absolutely.
Are you going to wear it? What do you wear to a Queen Latifah show?
I don't. I got a good old sweater and slacks because I have to go. I have to run to work afterwards. I have to perform that night.
Sweater and slacks? You sound like Bill Cosby without all the rapey stuff.
Well, and also my sweater is not crazy in '80s and not uninviting people over. So
fair enough. Fair enough. Let's talk to Demetrius.
Whoa,
Demetrius.
Oh, hello. I'm here.
Hello. Oh, I know. I remember you.
I know his voice too.
Yeah, and also I'm multiracial like the other Demetrius.
Really?
So.
Is this like a requirement? Like to be a Demetrius, you've got to be a little of everything?
I think so, okay. And it's pretty awesome, so.
I want to ow him.
We are a multiracial show. If you're just one thing, don't listen.
No, my mom's kind of mixed.
Your mom was filtering things on Instagram last night, and I loved it.
Every black person's kind of mixed, though, so.
Right. Thank you, Demetrius.
During
Black History Month, you better lay that knowledge on us.
All right, Demetrius, if you don't mind, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 26.
26. All right, so some of these 90s rap songs you might not know at all, but 90s or now rap lyric. I will read a lyric, and you'll have to tell me 90s or now. And now could mean, like, as far back as, like, 2003 or so, okay?
Okay, I can try.
Got to get 3 out of 4 right. Here we go with the first one. Raindrops, drop tops, drop top. Smoking on cookie in the hot box. Blanking your B, she a thought.
Oh, did you say she's a thought?
She is a thought, yes. That
okay,
over...
that's now?
Yes!
Absolutely.
Yes, the thought gave it away. I didn't even think of... That would be Migos' Bad and Bougie, Floyd.
And then he'll go, thought, wait, raindrop, yeah. drip, drop.
Yeah, dot, nobody dot. Knows what the hell they're saying.
Yeah.
Next up, Demetrius. Quick, okay. To the point, no faking. I'm cooking MCs like a pound of bacon.
I'm going to say 90s.
Correct. Floyd, do you know what it is?
Say it again, because I can start singing it.
I'll do it faster.
Okay.
Quick, to the point, no faking. I'm cooking MCs like a pound of bacon.
Ice, baby.
All right, one more, Demetrius, and you are a winner. Private school, daycare, blank medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything, but I ain't see the one who laid down.
Oh.
That's tough.
That is a good, hard one.
Wait, run that back to me one more time.
Private school, daycare, blank, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything, but see, I ain't the one who laid down.
I'm going to say 90s. That sounds like something like Ice Cube or something would say about, like, something.
I'll give it to you because now I'm stuck. That's Miss Jackson, which is like 2000, 2001.
Oh, that was borderline, yeah.
So it was a bad pick, but Demetrius, you win the tickets. Have a blast on Saturday night and hold on, okay?
Sweet.
Very cool. Thanks, Demetrius. Let me give you a couple of these that I didn't give to you yesterday, Floyd. Might go down as G-O-D. Yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G. I weigh.
That's 90s. No one in the 2000s says G that much, right?
That's Drake God's plan.
Oh, see, he doesn't even count.
Yeah. How many brothers out there know just what I'm getting at? Who thinks it's wrong because I'm spitting and co-hitting at?
I'm so uncomfortable with you reading these. Say it again. Do it again.
How many brothers out there know just what I'm getting at? Who thinks it's wrong because I'm spitting and co-hitting at?
You better be spitting and co-hitting in Black History Month, bruh. That's now.
I don't come here for your... No, that's Naughty by Nature, OPP. How many brothers out there know what I'm getting at? Who thinks it's wrong because I'm spitting and co-hitting at?
You know what, OPP? Yeah, you know me. See, when you do it faster...
That's all.
It makes sense.
Tell me I should be a game show host.
I feel like I have lost my black card the past 2 days during this game because the way you read these lyrics.
Call Dono Rawlings. He'll give you mine. I just made Floyd cough up a tumor.
It's okay. Demetrius, don't go anywhere. I got to get some information from you, bruh.
Music loud and tipping slow. Twin steady, twisting, like hit this dough. Police pull up right behind, and it's in his throat.
That's the 90s, because they always talked about the police.
Chameleonaire riding, 05.
They see me do-do, do-do-do.
Give me $2.
Stop.
And you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee.
Is that a legit lyric? Read it one more time. Hold on.
Give me $2. You take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. You're losing any and all mucus.
I can die happy now. You said the word dank and Slurpee. And
let's do dank memes. That's Loonies. I got 5 on it.
Oh my goodness.
And by the way,
I needed that laugh. Thank you.
I had no idea that the word bougie was in the lexicon long before Bad and Bougie. Like,
oh.
When we
like,
d-
Like, was it just created in the past, like, 20 years?
When we get back, I'll tell you the song where it was, and you might be as surprised as I am where it came from.
Okay, I'm ready.
More dank memes next.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto, with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Take a look at your roadways here this Thursday morning. Right now, your roads look pretty good.
The morning reboot, Eric, Chase, and Floyd, in about an hour, a little bit less than an hour. Your first chance to win the $1,000 payoff with the national keyword that we will give you. Our show is brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. A couple of quick stories here. We did it last hour. We'll give it to you again. Cardi is back from her Instagram retirement because she's got a song to promote with Bruno Mars that comes out tomorrow. Mandy Moore had a story in the New York Times along with seven other women who accused Ryan Adams, her former husband, of being manipulative, controlling, and obsessive. We got to that last hour. Let me blow your mind before we do the Oscars and Jussie Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that I was blown away because I thought Bad and Bougie was the birth of the word bougie. It's actually much... So that was 2017?
Okay. Oh, no, it's way before that, but I...
How way?
Bougie? I feel like maybe early 90s?
Really? That far
back? I feel like I've heard the word bougie way before Bad and Bougie came out.
Okay. It's not quite that far back, but I would go 2004. I thought it was the game Hate It or Love It. It's actually How We Do. This is the first song where because I heard it like within the last year or so. I was
okay.
Like, did they just say bougie? Like, I thought Migos made. So the lyric is in game How It. Dun, 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 dun.
Mm-mm.
We have it in here.
That's it. Mm-mm.
Okay. They call me New Money. Say I have no class. I'm from the bottom. I came up too fast. The hell if I care. I'm just here to get my cash. Bougie-ass B, you can kiss my ass.
Hmm. Maybe it is early 2000, because I remember the Housewives would always say it. That's my first inclination, so maybe I dated myself too far back for that.
You are kind of old.
I am old. But I look youthful. I got this bougie face.
So, my bougie and there's like 7,000. Keep trying. And
aww, my face is so bougie.
And there's like 7,000 ways to spell bougie. The Oscars have responded to the dislike that some of the producers. Oh crap! Did I just knock off the computer? Sorry about that. I just broke the computer.
Oh no!
Uh oh.
Are we still there? Oh no!
Can you do the Oscar story?
Yeah, I can definitely do the Oscar story. So for those guys who don't know, the Oscars were airing like four categories off air. So like while they're on commercial breaks. But they have responded, I'm getting my story together, shortly after publications of open letters signed by Hollywood heavyweights that condemn plans to exclude four key awards from the live broadcast of 2019, they issued this. We'd like to assure you that no award category at the 91 Oscar ceremony will be presented in a manner that depicts the achievements of the nominees and winners as less than any other. The statement began. That's how the statement began. But other groups irritated that the four categories will be shown at points during the February 24th broadcast. So the winning speeches will air at later times during the broadcast. In future years, four to six categories may be selected in rotation in collaboration with show producers. This year's categories will be exemplified in 2020.
So they'll be shown, they just won't be awarded during the live broadcast.
Right, so like
this excludes them from next year from being kicked off.
So if you're no worries. So if you're mad about it this year, don't watch them next year because they're going from four to six, and they're going to keep adding to 2020. So next year will be the six, mm-hmm. And they're going to see how it goes through 2020, which I don't have a problem with because it's just so long.
Yeah, we can't be sitting there all night. And they talked about like the people who watch the broadcast and the global audience as
mm-hmm.
well. We might have to talk for the rest of the show.
No, it's all good. But yeah, so like I said, so if you're mad about them or airing four off air, get over it, because 2020 they're going to six.
So I can only
see that gaining more. Like I don't like each commercial break they'll probably air two awards.
Potentially, yeah.
If it makes sense.
Because the broadcast goes on forever and ever. And
I'm at that age. I need my 11 o'clock news.
Let me give you the Jussie Smollett stuff. Because for the first time he spoke out really publicly, this time with Robin Roberts.
I'm pissed off. What is it that has you so angry? Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks. It's like, you know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
That was from, I believe, E.T. and Good Morning America.
And they played a snippet on that, my Guilty Pleasure show, Inside Edition. And that interview airs today on GMA. I don't know if he spoke too soon.
What do you mean?
Like, I felt like he should have. I feel like he's coming down with so much ridicule that he's going into defense mode right now that maybe he didn't talk to his people yet. And I feel like this interview is just too soon. Like, there's still an ongoing investigation. Like, there will be time for you to defend yourself, but I feel like it's just too soon for me. Like, you got attacked. Let the officers do their job. Let them go through the motions. I just feel like he's already on an apology tour for something he can't control. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is going to further people raising an eyebrow, because they already are.
The more you talk, the more questions people will want to ask.
Right, and then you never know if you're going to say something, and in your heart of hearts and brain of brains, you're saying something. Like, the first thing he says is like, I'm telling the truth. And there's also people out there, what's the first thing a liar says? They're telling the truth. Like, that's how people think. And I feel like he did good to talk to Robin Roberts, because she's a great person to be interviewed by. But I just feel like he should just hush, because I feel like this is putting it back to the forefront and fresh in people's minds again, because there's a lot of speculations.
Mm-hmm. Let me get us out of here for a minute so I can try to fix all this stuff. That's entertainment. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Let's see if this works. Yes. It's Q105.
Yeah.
Ari at 821, Q105, the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd, you have, I consider us friends, maybe even good friends.
Yes, for sure.
You passed like another level with me.
What is that? Nerd?
I'll tell you in a second. Who do we have lined up for the panel?
We have Kelly, and I actually know Kelly.
Okay.
Because her husband was my work best friend when I used to work at the YMCA.
We can't just have a panel full of Kelly unless there are two other Kellys. So if we could get somebody else in, 419-240-1055, 419-240-1055. Kelly, hold on a second. Panel full of ladies. I have a hair question.
Yes.
It's Valentine's Day, so romantic spots, like places, not places on your body.
Oh, you stop that.
What's more uncomfortable, when I talk softly like this, or when I do the whitest person ever rap lyrics?
No.
It's equally troubling.
When you do that Game of Thrones voice.
Father said everything before everything before the butt is horse. 419-240-1055. We need two more ladies for the panel full of ladies. And I'll stop clapping, and we'll get you right in so we can get started with Kelly. Q105, Eric Chase Floyd.
Yes.
So I think I kicked one of the boxes down below.
Oh.
Accidentally. I was not being careless or reckless. I was just repositioning myself.
Well, you're in a confined space, too, you know what I mean? So sometimes, you're good. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
And we had to swap monitors out, and you didn't panic in the least. And I appreciate that.
I feel like, I actually have you brought this up. I've been told this before. That would probably be my superhero power. I don't really panic.
Good.
I don't.
Like, what's the worst that could happen? And I share this when I do my mental health talk. What's the worst that could happen? Like, we sit here and talk for an hour straight?
Sometimes people get mad that's a trait of mine. Like, you know what I mean? They're like,
can't you panic?
Like, why aren't you freaking out? I'm like, why? Just, breathe. What's going to happen is going to happen. If we can fix it, we will do it in due time. Mm-hmm. So, like, one time there was an issue where something bad was happening, and it was a bit dramatic. It was a bit chaotic, but I was just like, okay. And they're like, why are you taking your time? I said, you're panicking. To you, time is going really fast right now. It is A-okay. Breathe. So, yeah, that's a trait of mine. I don't panic.
Let's talk to Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I got a question for hi there. Can you hear us?
Hi. Yes.
Okay. Panel full of Kelly. Let's start really, really serious. What is the worst, like, medical scare you've ever had?
Oh, my. Okay. It's kind of personal. The worst scare... I had to have one of my ovaries removed.
One of your what?
One of her ovaries.
It was muffled in my... Oh. What,
was it like a cyst or something?
Yes.
Mm. And did you get to keep it?
No.
Mm.
Would you want to?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
If it makes you feel any better, I was seeing somebody at work. This is like 7 years or so ago now. And I was in my panic and paranoia and anxiety stage, which lasted way too long. And she was having that kind of pain, like in that midsection area. And I, even though it would likely have been nearly impossible, I thought that she was pregnant and losing a baby that she didn't have. So I was freaking out. And then after she took a pregnancy test and the doctor like begrudgingly gave it to her and we got the diagnosis that she had like a cyst in her ovaries, she's like, you were freaking out for nothing. I was like, no, I was freaking out for my imagination. But I have seen someone go through that type of pain before.
Yes.
What's the most romantic spot in Toledo or our area?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I'm kind of a transplant from Cincinnati, so I don't really know. I've heard really good things about the Heights, but I'm simple and I love the Village Idiot, so that works for me.
The Village Idiot is the most romantic spot?
No, but I don't really know. My husband's taking me to a few restaurants. We like, we love Nagoya. I don't know. I don't...
It could be like a metro park. It doesn't have to be a restaurant or anything, but I get the Heights. Good
most
answer.
Romantic park. No, I don't really know, to be honest with you.
We'll get you around. Floyd will take you.
I would get with her. I would agree with her on the Heights because the atmosphere.
Yeah,
you have that downtown scenery. Like you feel like you're in a big city. You have the skyline behind you. You look over the little balcony. You see the river. They have like a little fire pit.
You see the water.
I see the Heights. For sure.
You see the water, but you're not near it, so you can't get any of that ickiness on you.
But like I feel like when you say romantic, I think of like a romantic comedy of like a scene where they're like in a nightclub setting. I feel like the Heights is that scene where like if Kelly and I know your husband were like in a movie scene, they would like pan over them looking over each other like I'm king of the world, like the Titanic scene where they're looking over the river, but they have the city skyline behind them and fireworks shoot up. And a dance scene breaks out. It's just a little gayo time.
Yes.
Next up, Kelly. Kelly, sorry.
Yes, Kelly.
How often do you get your hair done, and what does it cost?
Oh, goodness. I would say probably like every 3 to 4 months. And I would say around $35 each time.
$135?
No, just $35. I don't color my hair. So just $35 for a cut.
Nice.
Not too bad.
And Kelly has two kids, too, so she's a busy mom.
Even better to ask the last question. What is your single best parenting skill?
Multitasking.
That's a good one, though. Because you have two under five, correct?
I do. I have a four-year-old, and she's about to be two in April.
Oh, she's about to be that big. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Were they both planned?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. That's very un-Toledo-like, so you're definitely a transplant. Kelly, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Kelly.
8:27 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. You want to spill any of her other personal stuff on the air?
No, you would get along. I'm going to unleash his name. You would get along with Kevin because he's a 90s hip-hop R&B guy just like us. Like
I don't really like guys.
He's a good guy. He's like me, but like straight.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it.
Okay.
Can you think of any male friends that I have that I don't work with?
Now?
Yeah. Exactly.
No. Okay, first off, you're not going to prove your theory right now.
I have all morning. I'll break something else.
I got all morning till 11:30, so we'll figure this out.
I don't really think I have any male friends that I haven't worked with or work with now. I just don't get along
with
guys.
He's a good guy. I think you genuinely would get along with
him. I'm not saying he's not a good guy. I'm just saying I don't like dudes.
He's a nerd like us. Accept him. He likes Ninja Turtles.
I'm not a big Ninja Turtle fan.
You are now.
Floyd's getting angry. Watch out.
Don't hit anything else.
You're getting black guy angry during yes. Black History Month?
During Black History Month, I'm allowed to.
8:29 with the morning reboot on Q105, the home show, which I didn't care about up until about December 9th.
Mm.
But now I do, and now I might spend a half an hour with these people.
I'll slowly fade to the background because I rent.
Throwback Thursday also after 9 o'clock with Love Songs coming up. Q105. All right, it's 8:41 on the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Floyd, and we have a guest. Her name is Jess. Now, let me be completely frank and honest with you. This stuff was all like noise to me before December 8th. December 9th, I became a first-time homeowner. So now I am enthralled, and we're going to take the next 3 hours and talk all about what's happening this weekend. Like, I've experienced what it's like when I would have friends. They'd be, we were at Home Depot 4 times in 1 weekend. I've been to Home Depot 4 times in 1 day over the last couple months. So I've had the experience now. Right. So tell me what someone like myself could look forward to at this weekend's home show.
You will have a great time because you will be able to talk to everybody. We have all the best people in the entire industry all under one roof for the whole weekend. So we have everybody from new countertops to new cabinets to painting people, roofing, windows, siding, everything.
So they could give me maybe even like, I wouldn't hold anybody to anything without seeing where I live and what I have. Right. But like rough estimates. Because I have no, when I moved in, if I had a dream room, it would be the bathroom. I want like a really chic, modern bathroom. So people question, like, you painted your bathroom black? I'm like, yes, I did. It's not done. I don't have like the dream kitchen in mind, but it's stuff I'd like to get to. And they could,
go get ideas.
I could get ideas and be like, I like this, this, and that. Like, I need new appliances. The cabinets are old. And they could throw estimates at me or ideas or like trends for the future, right?
Exactly. You'll have all kinds of people. You can walk around, talk to them. You can find out who you like best and who you really maybe think.
What do you like?
Oh, I like everything.
Oh, well,
I'm actually rather traditional. So okay. I like some of the new contemporary things, but I'm more, conservative. But they have all kinds of things. And the cool thing is you can talk to all these different people and then you can set up a time and they'll actually come into your home and see what you have and figure out what you actually need. And then you can go into their showrooms and pick out which things you actually want for you.
It's like your one-stop shop.
Totally.
Yeah.
Seagate Center this weekend, right?
Yes.
Okay. You can get tickets and save a couple of bucks if you go to any Tony Paco's location or Walt Churchill's. They're $5 there. Tickets are $10 at the door. Kids 12 and under are free. The show hours are tomorrow, 3 to 8, Saturday, 10 to 8, and then Sunday, 10 to 5. There's a kids zone as well because I know, like me, up until December 8th, I would be like, I need something to do here. I'm kind of like a big kid. There's a kid zone, and there's a pool with a basketball court. Tell me about this.
Yes, there is a pool, and our showcase home is brand new this year. It looks completely amazing, and behind it, it actually has a pool. CC Pools did an amazing job again this year, and they put a basketball hoop in it inside the pool. It's like so fun.
Nice. I like it.
Lots of really fun things down there.
Is there anything to win? Like in the past, I would always be the kind of person that would walk past like a register to win opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
But there are plenty of those.
Now seeing that like it costs a lot, like thousands of dollars to redo a kitchen, I will sign every fake email address I have away to win.
Yes, there are tons and tons of vendors that have all kinds of amazing prizes that they're giving away. So just stop out each of the vendors.
Nice. Any other final things that I should look out for this weekend at the home show? I like what I've done so far in 2 months, and I've had some good help from friends, and I have an idea of what Floyd can answer. Decent place, right?
It is a decent place.
If you walked into my place, what would you tell Jess that I need to work on?
His bathroom.
We have plenty of bathroom people.
Also, but like he's working on that already. So as a friend, don't tell him I'm telling this.
I can hear you.
The kitchen.
Shh.
The
really?
Kitchen. The kitchen.
The kitchen's old.
We totally have lots of kitchen people.
The way to describe it. Sorry, friend. Like the Brady Bunch kitchen.
Oh,
like
it's very not bad.
It's no, dated.
It's 2019. It's time to go ahead and come up to this.
Time to level up.
Let me give you the exact kind of problem that someone there, I'm guessing, could help me. My appliances are old. When I get a couple of grand, I'd like to swap them out for something new, more modern. And I've also learned quickly that you don't have that many color options there. It's just
we have all kinds.
Well, there's. I like slate, but only GE makes those.
No, there's more.
Problem is, I have a very small area where my refrigerator can go. But someone else suggested to me, they're like, oh, just take a sledgehammer to this. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, I think I was there for that. And I was like, calm down.
Somebody else said you can extend the whole kitchen through. Well, I'm like, I eat over there. They're like, no, just take. So I'm guessing.
Put an island in. That's what everybody says.
I don't like to do what everybody else does.
He's not an island
do your
person.
Own thing.
I'm guessing anybody can answer any of my questions that I would have, even if, as the amateur that I am, like shove my phone in their face and say, this is what I have. What can you do?
Yep. We have several people down there that you need to go see.
Looking that's like, nice. Like I said, years past home show. I don't have a home. I don't even, like, I just pay my rent. But now I'm all
now
in.
Now you need to come in.
I have an apartment and I'm interested in going.
There's all kinds of stuff to do.
I could make my apartment beautiful. And you never know. One day I may own a home and be like, give me that basketball in my pool. Now.
I want that in my pool.
Exactly.
Jess, thanks for coming by. Any final thoughts? Anything we need to look forward to for the home show this weekend?
All kinds of great things going on.
Okay. Hit up Paco's or Churchill's for tickets for just $5. ToledoHomeShow.com. 847 with the morning reboot.
Q105 traffic sponsor.
It's 8:59 on Q105, the morning reboot. Before we go any further, your chance to win another $1,000 with the $1,000 payoff. Text the national keyword bank to 95819. That's bank, B-A-N-K. Text that to 95819. We'll text you back, confirming your entry date and message rate supply. It's the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We'll give you a Masked Singer quick recap of last night, including the reveal. Before we dip into a couple of entertainment stories, Cedar Point, so our area, was on Jeopardy last night.
What?
Don't ask me how it's funny, you said to me yesterday, oh, you don't watch live TV. And you're right.
You don't.
For the most part, I don't, but I was going to be up last night, and I was waiting for Chicago Med to come on.
Oh, it's your Chicago Wednesday.
Here's how far I've come in my health and medical anxiety. I've watched like all four seasons of that show, and I've never shut it off thinking, I have that. That's why you stay medicated, kids.
Okay.
But before it came on, I had 20 minutes to kill, and I don't know the channels, so I was on Jeopardy, and one of the questions was...
Channel 11.
Do you get the point? And it said, Steel Vengeance... opened at which roller coaster, or Steel Vengeance roller coaster opened at which park, you know, at which Ohio park in 2000, whatever it opened, 18. I was like, Cedar Point!
We only have two.
What?
Parks. That question was easy. That was a $100 question, wasn't it?
It was in Double Jeopardy. But I did well in Jeopardy last night. I thought I was John Presley.
Okay.
Our friend who won like $100,000 from Jeopardy a couple of weeks ago. And this is some serious stuff. This is happening too frequently. And we talked about this earlier in our news segment about 6:30. But this has to stop happening. And I'm always the first to defend our area and say that we have good people here. In fact, one of the reasons I greatly enjoy living here where we do in the Midwest rather than the East Coast, people are a lot nicer here. And it doesn't come down to anything more than people are a lot nicer here. But these are the very few people. There are bad people. There are bad seeds. Mm-hmm. There's hateful people everywhere. But too many of these instances lately, and again in Perrysburg, school district officials say a boy's bathroom was vandalized with racist graffiti at the high school, the second incident to occur in the city in the week. Somebody wrote whites only and wrote statements, sexually explicit statements connected to three female teachers. And they wrote, I hate the N-word. I hate parentheses.
Right.
According to the Perrysburg superintendent. And they're not calling in the police because they're just treating it as a vandalism issue. But this was announced yesterday just after there was a rally against racism for a for sale home that on Saturday was vandalized with the racist graffiti after a showing to an African-American couple. And I know Remax is replacing that garage door for free, as they should.
Correct me if I'm wrong. So they're saying they're treating it as a vandalism issue?
Right.
Which is vandalism is crime, right?
I guess it's they're doing it akin to somebody playing tic-tac-toe in the boys' bathroom stall.
Not the same thing. So if vandalism is crime and they wrote hateful stuff on there, this is a hate crime. Let me explain. When people hear hate crime, they think of someone getting hurt, getting beaten, physically hurt. There's the best word. This is still a hate crime. Someone wrote something. They vandalized public property with hate speech. It is a hate crime. There's different variations of it. Don't just treat it as vandalism. Because guess what? The person who wrote it was just like, I'm just going to get a pat on the back. Well, I'm going to do this again.
Let's let this play out. Because if it was somebody just writing on stuff and vandalizing it, okay, that's one level punishment. You wrote sexually explicit things towards women, towards teachers. That's right. Another level of punishment. And then slightly above that is you've written racist statements. Right. So that won't be punished the same way you just drawing stick figures on the wall. Let's wait for the punishment once they hopefully find these people. But this is happening too much. And again, this could be there's, I think, 250-some thousand people in the city. And I don't know how many people make up our area, maybe about 400,000. Mm-hmm. Maybe less than 0.5% of them are hateful, racist people.
Right.
It's too many. I know it's unfortunately never going to end.
Right. But and that's the thing. We could talk to her blue in the face and
don't enable it. Don't encourage it. Don't make it comfortable for these people to come out and do these things. Next up. Oh, no, good note. A lady.
Right. I was like, move on.
A lady in Dundee won $2 million in the Michigan lottery. Good for her. She chose to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, I think it was earlier this week, I think in South Carolina, somebody showed up with a Scream Ghostface mask to pick up their lottery winnings.
Everything.
Do you know what else? And that wasn't the person that won the Powerball or whatever the Mega Millions was. That person has, if they've claimed it, I haven't heard about it.
Isn't that the one that showed up in the poop emoji mask?
No, I think it's the $1.5 billion win.
Oh, if I win at something that big, you're just like, where'd Floyd go? I'm like, he moved, girl.
I don't even recall that winning being picked up or the person coming forward. Forget about whether they're anonymous or not.
But it has to because it went back down, so someone did win.
Oh, they won. There was a winning ticket, but the person never came forward so far as I could see it. And maybe they just squashed any and all media connected to it. But I don't recall that person who won whatever that monster jackpot was coming forward.
Remember, I think we talked about it on air. Wouldn't it suck to win the lottery ticket and then like getting hit by a car the next day?
Yeah, it's the Alanis Morissette song.
Isn't it ironic?
Cardi B is back on social because she has to promote a new song that's coming out with Bruno Mars tomorrow. We will grab that and play that for you. Now let's play for you what happened last night at on The Masked Singer, The Alien. Now, I will reveal Disgusted Floyd because of who that reveal was.
Take it off! Take it off! Oh my God! Goodness! Oh Superstar singer, entertainer, LaToya Jackson!
My experience was absolutely fabulous. It was wonderful. I enjoyed every single moment of it.
I feel like you have some type of a recording voice. And LaToya had a pet snake.
All things I said.
Some type of recording voice is me. Means you share DNA.
So, however, let me throw it out there. I've been on a streak with naming these celebrities.
Done well.
Because I got Terry Bradshaw. That was just a guess. But then I got Tori Spelling, Ricky Lake, LaToya Jackson. I got Margaret Cho wrong, but whatever.
And the Chong guy. Tommy Chong?
Yeah, I was way off of them. Yeah, way off.
That was early on, too. Yeah. Now they've obviously given more clues.
Yeah, now the clues are just like, someone just texts me. They're like, I think the B is Angela Bassett. I just want to throw my phone across the room.
Maybe.
She's too A-list. Come on now. And she, only reason why it could be her is because she has that show on Fox 911.
Yeah. And they do want to cross-promote a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Let me give you the keyword again. National keyword to win $1,000 with the $1,000 payoff. Text the word bank, B-A-N-K, to 95819. Bank to 95819. One last entertainment story to give you. We were kind of distracted last hour because I broke the monitor. But Jussie Smollett on with Robin Roberts.
I'm pissed off.
What is it that has you so angry? Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks. It's like, you know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
Who's he talking about?
I have no idea. And that is my issue with this interview. And let me tell you, I am gay and black. And I'm on a scale of one to girl. I am like, girl, there's something missing in this puzzle. And I hope, and I said it before, I hope when we get this missing piece, it works in his favor. And he can be an advocate for like people who've been legit hate crimed and hurt for their sex, race, gender. Like, I feel like this could be a beacon for him to rise above, but there's too many missing pieces for him to already be going or starting an apology tour.
That one clip, I grabbed it from ET Online or AT and GMA, and I guess it ran earlier this morning mm-hmm. in full. That clip really lacks context.
It does.
Are there people questioning whether he was assaulted? Because I had no doubt. I just want to know what's up with the phone.
Like, yeah, it's
even if you were doing something a little shady when you went off the grid, this still happened to you.
Right. And
I don't doubt that at all.
So like there's been people on my Facebook who've like, they've started articles and like put their two cents in. Like there's people that don't believe his story, but I'm with you. Like, I believe there's something more to it. Whether he was getting, hypothetically speaking, drugs or a prostitute. I don't, like, there, you know, there's other stuff that happens, but you're human. You could just say that. But like I said, once we find that missing piece, and I know Chicago PD is on it with it, I just hope it works in his favor and he can be an advocate more so, because he already is one, but more so of an advocate who, instead of being a celebrity who is gay or queer, someone who's actually been attacked for being who he is. Mm-hmm. So he can use that voice. So like I said, I want this missing piece to work in his favor, but this apology tour, I don't know what's happening right now.
And when you said he was attacked for who and what he is, and I was about to say, but and I will say it, but I will add something, or so he says.
Yes.
The more truth we get from him, that takes away someone's ability to say that.
Right.
And with the redacted phone records,
there's a huge, like, the puzzle is put together. There's just one piece missing where we're like, we don't know what this puzzle is. But once we get it, we'll be like, okay.
Bank. Text that national keyword, bank, to 95819. 911 with the Morning Reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd on Valentine's Day with a lovely edition of Throwback Thursday before 9:30.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance. This is the
good morning, 925 on the Morning Reboot with Q105. I'm going to do something, and then we're going to count to... hold on, ready?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're counting 8.
Okay. I just turned the delay off.
Oh, okay.
So I dumped the silence.
Okay.
Little math. I would like someone to challenge, because Floyd, I think I have songs here for Throwback Thursday, which we're doing a little bit later than normal, mm-hmm. but I didn't have Ashley couldn't make it today. She wasn't feeling well. So I think I have some love songs here that can challenge you. You might give me a run for my money with song titles and artists in Throwback Thursday. You're good.
I'm good.
You're really good.
This is how D is to the trailer game.
Yes.
This is my, if we were an Olympic event, this is my apparatus.
It's obviously Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Sorry. Happy Valentine's Day. Some people have gone onto that Facebook Live from earlier and said, happy Valentine's Day to you and I.
Aww.
Same to you. I don't like you in a Valentine's Day kind of way, but I realize it's the human courtesy to say.
Tis the season.
Okay, if you, By the way, call right now if you would and play with Floyd here, or you can just wait till these songs play and he can't name them, then you can. 419-240-1055. I'll deal with you saying Happy Valentine's Day, even though I'm not your Valentine, if you allow me on Monday to say Happy President's Day.
Mm-mm.
Why not? You had one. Brock.
I had one. Don't. I'll go that route. And I'm only, in my lifetime, I'm only ever probably going to get one. So we're good.
Should they include Barack in President's Day? You know, he's not. He's still alive and healthy. Because President's Day is celebrated during Black History Month, so we should fuse those together.
I think once, like, it doesn't matter who you are as president, whether we like you or not. Like, I think once you become president, you automatically get to celebrate President's Day.
Fair enough.
Because, I mean, you're the president. I mean,
I think it's mostly because Lincoln and Washington's birthday are close together.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just like, oh. It's a lot of days in Black History Month.
I know. 12. Actually, you do. Overall, you get gypped.
I walked into
which month should we give to the Black People for History Month? The shortest one?
Well, useless information. It started out as just a history week, and then in February. So I think they just stumbled upon it that way.
I'm glad. You know what?
So you've just been what? Black History Month.
In my view of the world.
Uh-huh.
You have the whole calendar, as we all do. We can all share.
Is there a Jewish History Month? I always say, when I say Jew, is that derogatory?
I don't find it
Jewish. I'll say Jewish. Is there a Jewish celebration? Because I know there's a Hispanic.
Yeah. Heritage Month.
Heritage Month. There we go.
October or yep. September.
I think it's October. You're right.
Our high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, is like a week or so after Rosh Hashanah. Those are in September.
Okay. No, I educate me because I don't know much, if anything.
If you sound ignorant, it doesn't come from a place of malice.
No, and I'll always preface that, too. I'll be like, educate me. Because, like, you're never too old to learn something new. Like, I know what I know, but, like, if you're willing to give me some knowledge, here's the thing. I'm that person. If you teach me something, I can't wait to unleash that knowledge that I learned from someone else on someone else and be like, did you know that? And they're like, yeah, I kind of did. Like, whatever. And then just walk away.
You should drop that bougie line on
bougie.
What song did you first hear bougie in? Game, how we do?
We're bougie.
All right, 419-240-1055. Throwback Thursday.
I think they're waiting.
These are love songs. I will need the title and artist from you correctly, okay?
Yeah, you've thrown me for a loop something, so I'm not like 100% like stellar. Like you've thrown me some curveballs. Am I stroking out right now? What's going on? Throwing me some curveballs. There we go.
Love songs, right?
Yeah. The click. Oh, come on, dude.
I need you to hit the table.
Really? Floyd. By myself?
Yeah.
This is Boyz II Men, I'll Make Love to You.
Good.
That is my karaoke song.
Okay. All right. Closure. You feeling yourself yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Try harder, Mr. Chase.
Hit the table harder. Floyd.
Rihanna, Love on the Brain.
Not bad. Not.
You're warming me up, aren't you? You're gonna throw some.
419-240-1055. Love songs.
I know the artist. I don't know. Hold on. Wait, I haven't tapped in yet. Hold on.
419-240-1055 to play the Throwback Thursday game with us here on the Morning Reboot. Floyd.
Justin Bieber, Like the Way.
No.
I know.
419-240-1055. I'll give it 10 seconds for you to identify it.
But I got the artist right, right?
Think I'm crying. Good point for that.
And I didn't want to write a song because I didn't know
Justin Bieber. Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Love songs continue here on the Morning
Reboot. Okay, so I got one wrong.
Floyd.
Love Don't Cost a Thing by Jennifer Lopez. Useless information, I know the dance break.
Okay.
I'm going to unleash it on you one day.
Next up. I do it for the ladies. Floyd.
Usher, Make Love in the Club.
Close enough, Love in this Club.
I'm telling you, for someone who's never had love, I know love songs.
Next up.
Oh my God, come on now.
You know this one?
Yeah. Floyd. This is Selena Gomez. Love me like a love song, baby. It's been
said. I didn't think you'd get that one.
Yeah. Actually, Selena Gomez and the Naturals. What's the name of her band? And the scene, sorry.
And the scene. The song was called Natural. And
that song was called Natural.
Good song. That's when I thought she was going to be a dance artist.
Oh, that was a good song.
Let's move on. Can the audience get one here?
Yeah. One? No. Underwater. This is...
Drew at the Table?
Floyd. Sarah Bareilles' love song.
Somebody needs to come in here. I need to have Russ host the game between you and I. All right, I have a couple more.
I'll tell you, you want me on your Name That Tune team.
There's no way you're getting this one.
Okay.
No way. 419-240-1055. A hit to some degree.
I'm mad.
Why?
I'm mad. I have never heard this song ever. Are they popular now still?
No. Floyd.
This is O-Town, the girl. I know the song. I don't know who sings it though. Is it O-Town Love Drunk?
O-Town didn't really use guitars like they did. That's Boys Like Girls, Love Drunk. They did The Great Escape. Their one lead singer did a song with Taylor Swift, Two is Better Than One.
Mm-mm.
Last one to go back to about a couple of Sundays ago.
Ow, hit do.
Floyd.
Maroon 5, This Love.
Well done. I need somebody to challenge you. Somebody's got to come host this so I can take you on and throw you down. So
maybe
we
should fake an event somewhere where we just bat and we put us on billboards. And it's really not that big of a deal. We just show up in our clothes and like we make this whole spectacle like, oh, Eric, take you on Floyd. Then we just show up. We're like, hey, we're here.
Should we do like a fake on-air beef?
We should.
Like, I can't do the show with you anymore.
Ah! That was me arguing, by the way.
9:34 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. If you missed any part of the show, text Eric to 419-240-1055. After 10, you'll get the podcast.
Do the math.
It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. Russ is on the way in just a bit. He's got your next national keyword shortly before noon to win the $1,000 payoff.
Tweet, 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 tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Tweet, tweet.
Got one?
I do.
Fire away.
Hold on. I do have it. There we go. Mine is from Rachel Parker, and this goes with the Valentine's Day theme. Here we go. Y'all, my love for you is deeper than a Toledo pothole. Happy Valentine's Day.
Good one. I like it. Very fitting. I've mentioned before, I think sometimes on the air, and then when I do my mental health talks, if I could pass my superpowers on to other people, it would be that my not give a blank attitude. Stay where and who and what you are and in your lane. This is from Royce Young. He's an NBA writer.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook on not paying attention to criticism. I've been blessed with the talent to not give a blank.
It's good. It's a good feeling because I'm the same way.
Yeah, to not care.
Yeah.
You live a lot happier and not as many things can bring you down. 9:50 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's a Philly Tea Friday. Five-second rule. Will you top Atlanta and not Maroon 5?
And not Maroon 5.
That's on the podcast. To get the podcast after the show, which wraps up here momentarily, text Eric to 419-240-1055. We're on Monday through Friday, 5:45 to 10 a.m. Back here tomorrow at that time. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot on Q105.